Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
I'm happy to be here with you in fellowship after these two or three years of interruption. I bring you greetings from the saints in New York City. Many of them were not able to come, but I think there some of them are on Zoom.
代表纽约那边的弟兄姊妹向大家问安，他们很多人想来不能来，但是现在在Zoom上头也能够参加。
And I'm happy to be here today because in New York City, it's going to hit 100 degrees.
非常高兴地告诉大家, 纽约现在有超过100度的气温。
And this weather here is beautiful.
但是这边的天气是十分的美好。We
are thinking of this wonderful verse that's so filled with me.
我们今天来思考这一段经文能够让我们灵里边得到滋润。
The key to all of it is knowing Him, of course.
当然这个关键是要认识他。And
I have been asked to share on knowing him and the power of his resurrection.
我被弟兄们要求来分享他认识他作为我们复活的大能。Now
it may not occur to us immediately.
好像我们不一定马上知道。But
Paul was in the midst of a great battle as he was there in jail awaiting his fate.
那个时候保罗在监狱里边等待着他要来的那个结局。
Whether he was free or whether he was in jail, he was fighting the spiritual battles around.
无论他是被捆锁还是在自由的时候，他都在那个巨大的属灵征战里头。
And so in his request, we can understand him saying, Lord, I want to know you more and the power of your resurrection.
所以我们就能够明白为什么他在这边呼求说，主啊，我愿意认识你，晓得你复活的大能。
And this is the ground of overcoming in our life.
这就是那个我们能够得胜的那个根基。When
the Lord raises us up with great power,
当主用他的大能来把我们复活,
it's a mighty name that is able to overcome even the world and the enemy.
是这个全能的名能够让我们胜过仇敌。I
want us to read a long passage from the book of Ephesians.
我愿意来读一段以弗所书的经文。Because
this morning we just want to get a little glimpse of the resurrection power.
今天早上我们愿意来得以一窥这个复活大能。Paul
is praying for the Ephesians that they could see a revelation of this resurrection power.
保罗在这边祷告，求以弗所的圣徒能够得到启示，能够看见这个复活的大能。So
we begin in chapter 1 and verse 15, his prayer.
所以我们从第一章15节开始，这是他的祷告。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks of you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。 就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的父，荣耀的耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。I
pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。And
then the third request in verse 19, which is our thought this morning.
第三个请求就是在19节这边，就是我们今天早上要思想。I
pray that you may see by revelation what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
愿意借着祈求 借着圣灵的启示，让你们知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。In
accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly place.
就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sin.In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience.
你们实在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Among them, we too, all formerly lived.In the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us,Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive, together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And he raised us up with him, and he seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.So that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Paul has seen a great revelation.
保罗看见一个极大的启示。
The power of the resurrection.In Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面所显出的复活大能。
And now he wants to apply it to our lives.
现在他要把这个大能做在我们身上。
Now Lord, we come to you this morning and thank you for this precious word.
今天早上主我们来到你的跟前为着这个话来感谢你。
We want to mix this word with faith and believe this word.
我们愿意用信心来与你的话调和我们愿意来相信你的话。
And we ask that you would give us a revelation.
我们求你也赐给我们启示
and a spirit of wisdom,
而且是智慧的灵
to comprehend the application of the power of the resurrection in our lives.
以至于能够明白如何的把复活大能应用在我们的生活中
Lord, how we need your Holy Spirit to breathe upon us in this time.
主啊我们何等的需要你的圣灵再次向我们吹气
We yield ourselves under the throne of our Lord Jesus who is above all.
我们愿意在基督那高举的宝座面前匍匐。
We commit this time to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
我们愿意靠耶稣基督大能的名来向你祈求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You notice that the book of Philippians was written, toward the end of Paul's life.
我们知道腓立比书是保罗生命快到末了的时候所写。
Most people believe it was also written at the same time as Ephesians and Colossians.
所以很多的弟兄姊妹也相信他是同时写了以弗所书和哥罗西书。
And I don't know how many of you have been coming to conferences, but it seems like every time we meet, we're either speaking from Ephesians, Colossians, or Philippians.
不知道你参加过这个特会多次，好像每一次我们不是讲以弗所书，就是哥罗西书或者是腓立比书。
And so it is in all three of these epistles that Paul makes mention of this power of the resurrection as applied to us.
在这三本书里头保罗都有讲到这个复活大能如何的在我们 生活中体现。
Philippians is a personal testimony.
腓立比书是一个个人的见证。
Paul's pursuits.
是保罗的追求。
And in this testimony he includes to know him and the power of his resurrection.
在他的见证里边，他鼓舞我们要来追求认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
You might ask yourself why after 30 years of serving as an apostle, he still wants to know more of the power of the resurrection.
你也许想知道为什么经过30年之久的追求之后，他仍然要来追求认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
Now, if he's like me, he was praying for it because his body was getting weak.
如果你像我一样，他要祷告，是因为那个时候他的身体已经开始变得虚弱。
He was an old man like me. He'd been beat up many times.
他就好像我一样，是一位老人，也受过很多的苦。
And he needed power of resurrection to get up in the morning and drink his tea.
他早上起来需要靠着复活大能来，甚至来喝茶。
And I think there's much more involved, don't you?
但是我觉得这还要比这更多。不是吗?
When Paul writes to the Colossians,
当保罗给哥罗西的圣徒写信的时候,
they're having all kinds of trouble with their young people getting into strange theologies and philosophies.
哥罗西的教会,他们的年轻人遇见了很多错误的教导。
But Paul applies the power of the resurrection.
但是保罗在这边就应用复活的大能。
He says, if you've been raised with Christ and you're dead with, and raised in him, seek the things above and forget this kind of philosophy stuff.
他说如果你是与基督一同复活的话你 就应当思想天上的事情而且不要去管那些异端邪说
The preeminence of Christ trumps any theology, any philosophy
基督居首位这个超远超一切世上的所谓小学和哲学
But as you can see, Ephesians calls our attention this morning
今天早上我们要来注意以弗所书
And I want you just to notice this one more time
向大家再希望大家再次注意
What is Paul praying?
保罗在这边祷告什么?
For us to receive a revelation,
让我们得到启示,
of the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
是要我们能够明白他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Now we know the power of the resurrection has its origin in Jesus.
我们知道这个复活大能的那个起源,那个源头是在耶稣基督里。
Actually, when Jesus walked upon this earth, he didn't have the power of resurrection.
其实当耶稣在地上行走的时候,他还没有那个复活的大能。
Now, he was the I am.
他是这位自有永有的。
And he was the I am, the resurrection and the life.
他是那位生命在我,复活在我的那一位。
And at the present time, all the power and authority he was exercising was that given to him by the Father.
但是所有那些他在地上行使的能力都是由父赐予。
Well, now you say, well, now he raised up Lazarus from the dead.
哦，你会说他把拉撒路从死中复活了。
But that's not resurrection because Lazarus has died, unless he's here in the audience.
但是那个不叫做复活的大能，因为他最后还是死。
We're talking about resurrection where you have an invincible life that never dies again.
我们说到复活的时候，就是你得到的那个生命，它是永远不会死。
We know our Lord Jesus, after ministering, gave his own very life on Calvary to die for our sins.
我们知道主耶稣在地上服侍三年半之后把他自己的生命倾倒出来钉死在加略山上。
Without his death on the cross, there could be no resurrection for you and I.
没有在十字架上的钉死就不会有一个复活的生命你和我今天能够得到。
But we will be looking at the story here in Ephesians.
我们今天要来看以弗所的故事。
When Jesus was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit of God,
当主耶稣基督借着圣灵的能力从死里复活之后
He ascended up and was exalted to sit down at the right hand of God.
他就升天来到父神的宝座面上面坐下。
Once he sat upon that throne,
他一旦坐在宝座上
all power and authority were placed in Jesus' hand.
所有的权柄和能力都已经被放在他的手里。
Now when Jesus had resurrected, he spoke to his disciples and said, All power and authority has been given to me, therefore go into all the world and make disciples.
当他复活之后,他对他的门徒说,天上地下,地上所有的权柄都已经赐给我了,所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
But this was anticipating what would happen when he got up in heaven and sat next to God.
这是要预备他们等候要发生的事当他在天上坐下之后要发生的事
And when he sat down
当他坐下之后
A great switch A power switch was thrown in heaven
然后在天上就有那样的一个能源的能力的开关打开了
It switched off the power grid from the California solar energy.
他就把加州的这个太阳能那个电网的开关关了。
It switched off the power from Washington State's wind fields.
他又把华州的那个风能的那个电那个能网电网给关掉了。
Or even New York State's atomic energy.
甚至在加在纽约州的那个核能电的关开关给关掉了。
And on the day of Pentecost, he switched on in heaven the power of the resurrection that came down and electrified 120 disciples praying in the upper room.
然后在五旬节的那一天，他就在天上把那个复活大能的那个开关打开了以后，然后整个地上120位门徒就完全被充满。
And made alive by the Holy Spirit, there were sparks flying.
他们就借着圣灵被复活。
Flames of fire over the head.
你就能看见那个电闪雷鸣，他们的头上就好像有雷电一样。
A new fire found in the souls of these witnesses.
这些见证人他们的心中好像就充满了一团烈火。
And they went out into the streets and they said, we've got something to tell you. Jesus rose from the dead and we are witnesses.
他们就来到街上对众人说你知道吗让我告诉你耶稣基督他已经从死里复活。
And in one day, 3,000 people got electrocuted by the power of the resurrection.
在一天之内有3,000人就这样子的好像被电击了他们就得救。
Because he said as he promised in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria to the uttermost parts of the earth.
因为在使徒行传一章八节那边他确实应许说当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候你们就必得到能力要从耶路撒冷撒玛利亚直到犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Now you know what happened in Jerusalem.
你们知道在耶路撒冷所发生的事。
Jerusalem came on a whole new power grid.
现在耶路撒冷有了一个全新的能力的来源。
Many miracles were done.
有许多的神迹发生。
Many healing.
有许多的医治。
Many people were released from evil spirits.
许多的人从邪灵的捆绑里面被释放。
But don't forget, the disciples had the key.
不要忘记，是这些门徒他们有那个钥匙。
Because they had been given the mighty name of Jesus.
因为这位全能耶稣基督全能的名被赐给了他们。
You remember Peter and John and the lame man by the temple.
你记得彼得约翰在那个摊子的在美门门口的那个摊子的面前。
Lame man is sticking out his hand saying, please, please, give me something.
那位瘸子就摊子就说啊请给我一点东西。
Peter checked his pockets.
然后彼得就查查自己的口袋。
He had nothing.
他没有任何。
John had some Bitcoin, but it got bad.
约翰也许有一点加密货币。
So Peter said, well, silver and gold have we not, but in the name of Jesus. And that man got up and started dancing.
彼得就说我金银我都没有但我奉耶稣基督的名让你起来行走。这个人就好像被电击了一样就站起来赞美神的名。
A whole bunch of people came around to watch this man dancing. And they said, these men, Peter and John, they have great power.
众人都围过来看说这位彼得这个人他有一个极大的能力。
Peter said, brother, you think it's us? Did we have any power?
彼得就说不要看我们我们能够有什么能力呢
I'll tell you the power grid.
我来告诉你这个电网在哪
Jesus walked through Jerusalem.
耶稣基督曾经走在耶路撒冷
You killed him.
是你们把他钉死
God rose him up.
神把他从死中复活
And this is the result.
这个就是那个结果
In the name of Jesus, this man is whole.
靠着耶稣基督的名这个人被医治
The whole city went wild and another 5,000 people were saved
然后整个城市就开始不安了结果有另外5,000人得救
Now the story in Ephesians is also very interesting isn't it?
在以弗所书这边讲的故事也是很奇妙
So we want to just briefly recall how the church in Ephesus got on the power grid of the power of the resurrection
我们也要简单的来复习一下这个以弗所的教会是如何跟这个电网连在一起。
Now please excuse me if you find me using young people language.
请原谅我,
I cannot resist the temptation when I see young people in the audience.
每一次当我看见年轻人坐在这边的时候, 我就没办法胜过这个试探。
I kind of change my usual eloquent religious language.
我就把我那个通常使用的那个很高深的那个宗教的言语。
But I only want everybody to be experiencing the revelation that we see in the scriptures this day.
但是我的目的是希望每一个人都能够经历在圣经里边所告诉我们的这个复活大。
It was, of course, the Lord Jesus that turned on the power grid in Ephesus.
当然是主耶稣基督,他把这个以弗所的电网打开了。
Which became such a spiritually powerful church that when Jerusalem fell into the hands of the Romans, John moved to Ephesus as sort of the new center out of which the church was being built.
圣灵在那边做了奇妙的工作,当耶路撒冷被罗马人攻破了之后,连使徒约翰都逃离到腓立比那个以弗所那个教会。
Now wherever there's going to be something happening, the power company has to come and lay the infrastructure.
不管要发生什么,但是这个能源公司必须要来把这个基础设施给建。
So God sent Aquila and Priscilla to Ephesus and opened their home for believers.
所以神就差派亚居拉和百基拉到了这个地方,把他们的家门打开。
And then along came Apollos and began preaching in the Ephesian synagogue.
然后亚波罗也来到了以弗所,然后在这个会堂里边开始传耶稣。
He preached that Jesus was the Messiah so effectively that we know at least 12 people got saved and he baptized.
他在这边传讲耶稣基督何等有力量, 结果我们知道至少12位他们就信了耶稣而且受洗。
So as far as we know, there's 14 people now in that synagogue, these 12 and Aquila and Priscilla.
所以我们就知道在那个会堂里边现在至少有14位的信主。
And then, the Apostle Paul, Silas, Timothy, Luke came to town, and the switch was turned on.
然后保罗带着希拉、带着提摩太还有路加来到了这个以弗所，他们就把这个开关打开。
Everywhere that Paul went, he created trouble.
保罗到了所到之处，他都好像要引起一些麻烦。
He gets there and he joins in the synagogue and afterwards he meets these 12 young disciples.
他到来到会堂遇见了这12位信徒。
He says, you believe Jesus is the Messiah? They say, yeah, amen.
他说你们相信耶稣是基督吗?他们说对啊,阿们。
He says, but wait, there's something missing in your power grid.
但是呢,你们身上好像缺少什么,你们没有能力。
Do you know about the Holy Spirit?
你们知道圣灵吗?
We don't even know who the Holy Spirit is.
哦,我们还没有听说过圣灵是谁。
So Paul takes him down to the river, baptizes him, brings him out, all of them, filled with the Spirit, baptized with the Spirit, empowered with resurrection life.
所以保罗就把他们带到湖边,奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗,然后他们就好像被电击一样,就充满了耶稣基督复活的能力。
And suddenly, Ephesus was on the heavenly map.
所以突然之间, 以弗所的就在天堂的这个地图上有了一个位置。
I don't know, maybe Paul made it to the synagogue a couple of more weeks, but they kicked them out real quick.
保罗也许,
too much trouble.
保罗也许在会堂还待了好几个礼拜, 但是他惹了太多的麻烦, 他们把他提出去。
So he went to the school of Tyrannus and started preaching every day in the middle of the city, and many, many people were getting saved.
所以他就到推拉奴的学房去, 然后在那边传道, 所以很多的人都信了主。
In Acts chapter 19, it records extraordinary miracles done by the hands of Paul.
在使徒行传19章这边记载了借着保罗的手神行了很多的神迹。
And just like today's modern evangelists, they sent around handkerchiefs to heal people.
就好像今天有些传福音的人,他们就把保罗的那个手巾拿出去传给人就得到了医治。
Of course, Paul did it for free.
当然保罗没有要人们付费。
But your modern day evangelist wants $100 for that prayed over napkin.
今天的不像今天的很多 传福音的人，他们要你花100块钱来拿那个手巾。
People getting healed，
人们得到了医治。
Evil spirits being cast out，
邪灵被赶逐出去。
Then along comes to the synagogue the seven sons of Sceva。
然后从会堂那边就来了斯基瓦的那个七个儿子，犹太人。
Sceva was a big shot priest, had seven sons who were no good。
斯基瓦呢是一个犹太人的祭司，他有七个不怎么好的儿子。
But you know, if you're a big deal priest, you have to make your seven sons something, so they became exorcists.
如果你是一位有名的这个祭司的话呢，你还是要让你的儿子成为一些发挥一些功用。
I suppose they had special Jewish robes that said "Get out" on them or something like that, and they were exorcists.
他们是那些赶鬼的人。
I don't think they were very effective.
但是他们不是那么有效。
But they saw Jesus. They saw Paul casting out demons in the name of Jesus.
但是当他们看见保罗奉耶稣基督的名赶逐污鬼的时候
，They said, "Aha, new technique. We got to try this."
他们说这是一个新的技术，我们要来学一下。
So they found older looking teenager wearing dark glasses. They said, let's pass something out of that guy.
然后他们找到了一些戴着墨镜的这个好像看起来不怎么样的这个年轻人，说我们来试一试，我们来赶鬼。
So they said, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. You know, the one that Paul preaches.
他们就说那个就我们就奉那个保罗所传的耶稣基督的名命令你出来。
Now they had no idea. They were messing with a special superhero.
他们实在不知道自己在做什么，他们在这边
This guy was really demon possessed.
这个人他其实真的是被邪灵充满。
Maybe he was like Magneto. Anyway,
就像一些卡通片里面的那个
This demon possessed Magneto went
然后这个被邪灵充满的这个年轻人，他们就他做了很大的能力。
And in one moment, he overcame those seven guys and burned their clothes right off.
然后在转眼之间就把这七个人都制服了，而且其中的一个人的衣服还被剥落。
Now that's mentioned in the book of Acts because it was sort of a turning point.
这个被记载在使徒行传里头，因为这是一个转捩点。
Now the population of Ephesus has been watching these Christians going around and some people being healed.
以弗所的居民在那个时候就在观看，他们看见了保罗在那边医治了很多人。
But when they saw the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, people became convicted.
但是当他们见证到耶稣基督复活大能之后，他们就开始为罪来自我责备。
In the light of the gospel, they saw that there was good and they saw that there was evil.
在福音的光中，他们就看见了善，他们也看见了恶。
Oh, that our young people today could see that there's good and there's evil.
愿我们今天的年轻人也都能够看见，除了有善以外，还有恶。
The more they saw the gospel changing people's lives for the better.
他们看见更多福音把人的生命改变的事情。
The more they saw the evil and all the darkness that pervaded that cosmopolitan city.
他们就能够更多的看见在他们所生活的这个城市里头充满了邪恶黑暗的势力。
People started confessing that they were going to witches and performing magic and witchcraft.
然后那个时候人们就开始来悔改，他们就承认他们曾经去找那些教鬼的那些拜偶像。
They burned some magic books according to our figures which is worth about $500,000.
他们那个时候就把很多巫术的那些书拿来烧掉了，大概按今天的价值大概有上百万的这个价值。
So powerful was the testimony of these brethren in Ephesus.
弟兄们在以弗所这边做的见证是何等的有能力。
That it seemed as if the resurrected Jesus Christ was standing over the whole city, building his church as he toppled the gates of hell.
就好像这位复活的耶稣基督 站在这个以弗所的城上头，在这边把这个黑暗的势力完全的摧毁，建立他的教会。
And through great spiritual opposition, the church was built.
面对这么多的反对，但是教会得以建立。
The work so expanded that we find that when Paul finally left in Acts chapter 20, he had built up seven newevangelists, prophets, teachers, and were sending them throughout Asia Minor to the various churches, establishing a testimony of Jesus.
他的工作如此的有效, 当到20章, 他离开的时候, 他已经能够培养出七位, 可以被主使用, 能够差派出去传福音, 建立教会的门徒。
As the silversmith said, all of Asia has been infected by this gospel.
那位银匠就说, 好像整个小亚细亚, 都已经被他们所传的这个福音影响到。
Of course, we know that the work went on for about 3 years.
当然我们知道, 保罗在那边做工大概有3年之久。
But eventually, they poked the bear.
但是最终他们好像捅了这个马蜂窝。
You know what that means?
你们知道这什么意思吗?
Jill, my wife and I, I'm glad my wife is here, by the way.
大家知道我的妻子跟我在一起,今天在这个地方。
My wife and I have a little cottage out in Pennsylvania in the mountains.
我跟我的妻子在宾州那边山里头有一个,
And every once in a while, a bear comes across our lawn.
时不常的会有一只熊来到我们的那个草坪上。
Now, we're told to yell at the bear if he shows up. But the one thing you don't want to do is poke the bear.
我们被教导说, 看见了以后你们要, 然后把他赶走, 但是你不要去捅他。
The church was having such success with the gospel in Ephesus that eventually the great principality over the city of Ephesus began to get mad.
当福音在以弗所这边大大兴旺之后, 那么这些掌权的以弗所这个城里边的这个掌权的人就开始感觉很生气。
150 years ago, a meteorite fell out of the sky and everybody there thought it was the goddess Artemis.
大概150年前有一颗流星落在这个城市, 那么大家都以为这个是这个所谓的大神雅典米来了。
So they built the temple that took more than 100 years to build. And was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
他们花了将近100年的时间建了这座大庙给雅典女神，当时世界的七大奇迹之一。
In this temple were temple prostitutes and Delphic oracle prophets and all kinds of idolatry and all kinds of darkness.
在这个雅典女神庙里边有许多的妓女，也有许多所谓特尔菲的神谕，还有很多很多的这种污秽的东西。
And because the whole city was based upon the tourist trade of people who would come there, buy stuff.
因为整个城市这个时候他们就依赖于这个种旅游的人到他们城市里边来买东西。
The principalities over the city stirred up the businessmen in the city and they started a riot.
然后空中掌权的就开始把这个城里边这些人的心给搅扰，他们就起来反对。
They had a big protest in the arena for a couple of hours.
他们就在这个角斗场这边大概有几个小时的时间在那边抗议。
Luke tells us half the people who were there didn't even know what the demonstration was about.
路加告诉我们说大概一半的人在那边的人都不知道到底发生了什么事。
That's the kind of thing the devil stirs up.
这就是魔鬼所发起的那个搅扰。
Now Paul wanted to walk in there and talk to the people, but the disciples said, no, 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 no. You poke the bear.
保罗想进去跟人们说话，但是呢，门徒们把他拦住下了。But
through this experience, we can surely say, the Ephesian believers had experienced the tremendous power of the resurrection.
借着这一切，我们可以肯定地说，以弗所的门徒信徒，他们确实经历了。
And they experienced this power in two fundamental ways. First of all, they experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ to deliver them from their sins and their bondages as they found faith in the name of the Lord Jesus.
第一个方面就是他们借着相信耶稣基督的名, 能够被从外面的这个罪恶的捆绑和权势底下释放出来。
And then as those who were saved, they found the power of the Holy Spirit as they witnessed here and there through the city and the region of Asia Minor.
而且那些得救的人, 他们能够靠着这个圣灵的能力, 向其他的人, 周围的人传福音。
I cannot believe that in these last days, we cannot feel the desire of Paul that we might know Christ and the power of his resurrection to deal with what's going on today in our world.
我不敢相信今天我们所面对的这个时代, 我们不能够用这个保罗所经历的那个复活的大能来面对我们今天所面对的这个黑暗的势力。
Of all the sinfulness going on in the United States, you never hear one word spoken about sin being a problem.
在今天美国所面对的所有的问题里头，你好像听不见有人说这一切的原因都是因为罪。
Are there consequences to sin, immorality?
那么犯罪、不道德这些事情有没有结果呢？
Today in this world of darkness,The power of the resurrection can still show people the difference between good and evil.
在今天这个黑暗的世代里面，这个福音的大能、复活的大能，仍然能够让人们看见什么是善，什么是恶。
I was wonderfully encouraged as I went to the Christian family conference there outside Richmond.
我在前不久的 Richmond 的那个基督徒的聚会里边。我得到了非常大的鼓励。
At the beginning of this month, they gathered about 500 people there to the conference.
在月初的时候，他们大概有超过500位的弟兄姊妹聚集。
Now many of those people who came are people who've been coming for years.
大多数来的弟兄姊妹都曾经来过很多次。
Old people like me, old gray haired. See, we had like a reunion, you know.
很多像我一样年长的，我们好像在那边重新有一个有一个聚集。
But we're all over the hill.
但是我们都好像过了那个年龄。
But what something touched my heart.
但是有一件事摸到了我的心。
About the second night of the conference.
大概会议的第二个晚上。
Now there were 52 high school students there.
有52位高中的学生。
Add another 30 college students.
还有另外30几位的大学生。
And I never had seen this before.
以前从来没有见过这个。
They all sat together there in the front.
他们都一起坐在前排。
My wife and I were sitting behind them.
我和我的妻子就坐在他们的后边。
Somebody said, can we sing, these are the days of Elijah?
有一个人就说，我们能不能一起来唱，这是以利亚的日子那首歌。
And these Gen Zers stood up with their hands thrown in the air.Committing themselves to being followers and witnesses of Jesus in these last days.
所以这些年轻人就站起来，然后挥着他们的拳头，用这首歌来把自己交给主。
I was so encouraged to see yet a new generation of teenagers and college students who are fervent in their purpose for the Lord.
我实在是受到极大的鼓舞，也在这样的一个世代里头，看见这样的年轻人，他们愿意起来为主，把自己交给主，为主大发热心。
I just pray for those young people.When they go back to their old sleepy church.
我就是为这样的年轻人祷告，当他们回到自己还在沉睡中的教会的时候。
You know, we should be ashamed if our churches are off the power grid.
我们知道我们应该感觉悲伤和羞辱，如果我们的教会已经与这个电网隔离了。
You know what a whole young generation of people who aren't believers think about the church?
你知道有很多的这些没有信主的人，他们是如何看待教会的吗？
Boring.
他们觉得教会是很无聊的地方。
Young people today are searching for reality.
今天的年轻人，他们在寻找那个实际。
And they can't find it in reality. And so they're searching for it in science fiction.
他们如果不能在现实中找到那个实际的话，他们就到科幻小说里面去找。
You can't find a young person, at least millennials, who don't knowTolkien's works, backwards and forwards and Narnia, upside down.
我们在座的很多这种 millennial 的，他们至少知道这个托金的这个魔戒的这个世界。
Everybody's concerned about the latest adventures in the metaverse that has to be dealt with.
他们都天天在关心这些某个人应该发生什么样的事情，这种虚幻世界里面的东西。
And this generation of people without the reality of Jesus Christ are finding their only excitement in virtual reality.
当他们在现实的生活里边找不到这个摸不到这个属灵的实际的时候，他们就只能到那个虚幻的世界里边，虚拟的世界里边去找。
There's a church growing in popularity right now.
当教会变得越来越好像不那么受欢迎的时候，
It's virtual church.
现在非常流行的就是所谓的网上的教会。
You have to get an Oculus, you know, VR.
哦，你要戴上那个所谓的虚拟世界的那个眼镜来看。
And you tune into the best kind of church. When the guys are singing up in the front, it's the best possible guitarist. And if you don't like that guitar, you change them around to that girl.
所以你在那边能够看见那个最好的吉他手弹的歌 如果你看见那个吉他手不顺眼的话
punch in the song you want
然后你可以选择任何你喜欢的那个歌
punch in the preacher you want
而且你可以选择任何你喜欢听的传道人
the best singing, best friend, best preacher you ever heard
然后就是你能够听见所有的 听见最好的那个讲道
but there's nobody there, it's all avatar
但是却没有一个人真人在那边 全都是这个avatar
Thousands of people. Now, the only thing you have to do is you got to buy the Oculus from them.
有成千上万的人,但是你所需要做的就是要去买那个仪器。
You knew they were going to make money somehow, right?
你知道他们还是要想办法挣钱, 对不对?
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
there's a spiritual reality right over our heads in the heavenly places where there's spiritual war. And there's need for the power of the resurrection to overcome in this world.
就在我们的头上, 在天空中间, 就有那个属灵的征战, 就有这个执政掌权的。
Maybe we talk about it some, but our prayer meetings don't seem like war rooms.
也许我们会提到这些事情, 但是我们的祷告会并不是像一个战斗征战的地方。
Except when it comes to praying for all the people who are sick. Then we have a lot of warfare, right?
除非是我们在一起为那些生病的人祷告, 好像我们在那边为此征战。
So while the world is searching for reality, just show me reality. Gen Z says, don't give me baloney, I want reality.
然后当我们在寻找这个属灵实际的时候, 特别是这个所谓Z世代的年轻人, 他们就说, 不要跟我胡扯这些东西, 我要看见这个实际。
But if all we've got to give to them is a form of godliness that denies the power thereof, they won't find reality among us.
但是好像我们能给他们的不过都是这些按名字活的其实是死的这些宗教的外表的东西
I would hope as old as I am I'm 78 years old by the way
我已经有70多岁了
I know I'm young out here
我知道在这边我还是年轻的
But I hope before I pass away if the Lord tarries that I can see the torch of the testimony passed on to Gen Z
我的盼望就是如果主还没有回来延迟的话我到他那边去之后这的时候 我能够看见这个Z世代的年轻人 他们能够已经承受了这个见证的火炬
We draw near the end of the age We must live in the power of the resurrection
我们现在越来越接近这个世代的末了 我们实在是需要这个复活的道
So now I've been talking about it but now I want to show with the scriptures just touch about it
现在我要回到圣经里边来看这件事情。So
if it's possible, I'd like for you to turn back to that Ephesians chapter 1 passage.
我们再翻回到刚才我们读到的以弗所的这段经文。Now
think about this. The Ephesians have been, the church has been alive and serving for more than 10 years when Paul now writes this letter to them.
我们要知道保罗写以弗所书的时候, 以弗所的教会已经被建立大概有10年之久。
And surely the Ephesian believers had seen the outward power of the resurrection at work in their city and their church.
当然以弗所的圣徒们,他们早已经在外面看见了这个复活大能如何在他们的生活中和教会中来彰显。
But Paul has a burden that they might see by revelation this great power of the resurrection.
但是保罗有一个负担,愿意他们能够在启示的里面看见这个复活的道。
This spiritual reality is crucial to our growth.
这个属灵的实际对我们属灵生命的成长是极为重要。It's
easy to see outward anointings in ministry.
很容易能够看见这些外面的所谓的高抹或者医治的事。But
you know Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, he's praying that God would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
你记得在第三章,以弗所书这边保罗的这个祷告就是愿基督借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来,使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里,叫你们的爱心有根有基。Now
he's burdened for this power to be seen by the saints.
他这个负担是要圣徒们能够看见这个复活的大能。And
even this prayer in chapter 1 is based on what he has shared previously in chapter 1.
There's
a great mystery going on right now. Paul has revealed it.
现在保罗要把它彰显出来。
In the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
神这个奥秘就是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使地上一切所有的。
Well, let's make this prayer a simple picture.
我们来用一个简单的图画来看这个祷告。
God is right now summing up all things in Christ.
神现在在这边把所有的一切都在基督里边同归于一。
And you know from past conferences that the actual word there is he's heading up all things in Christ.
我们在过去的
So here is the importance of the power of the resurrection.
这个地方我们能看见复活大能的重要性。
If I could put it this way, over simple, or,
我要这样子来说,
there is a great electric magnet in heaven drawing all things up under Christ.
好像在天上有这样一个巨大吸引力的那个磁铁，它就把所有的东西都吸到基督耶稣的里面。The
first thing to be drawn up is what? The church.
第一件被吸引进去的就是什么？教会。Because
he is head over all things to the church.
因为他是为教会做万有之首。So
that by the power of the resurrection, that electric magnet gets turned on and here we go, we're going up.
靠着复活的大能，这个 电磁铁在天上就好像把所有的教会都先吸上去。Think
of the power of that magnet.
就是这个磁铁的那个力量。It
has to overcome our rebellion.
它要来胜过我们的这个背叛。It
has to place us under the blood.
它要把我们置于宝血遮盖之下。It
has to bring us under submission, the headship of Christ.
它要使我们能够向基督元首来顺服。And
it has to bring the whole church under the headship of Christ. Headed up all things in Christ.
他要使所有的教会都能够伏在基督元首的权柄之下。
Oh, this is a powerful magnet that's fulfilling the eternal purpose of God.
是这样的一个巨大能力的磁铁能够在这边让神的旨意得以成就。
And so because of that, the power grid needs to be on and the power of resurrection needs to be there.
为了这个缘故, 复活大能的这个电网必须要被打开。
So let's look at Paul as he explains this burden to reveal this power.
我们来看保罗如何的解释他为什么有这样的一个负担。
First, he needs to reveal the power that raised Christ from the dead.
首先他要向我们开启，让我们认识到 把基督耶稣从死里复活的那个能力。
And we read verses 19 and 20.
第19节20节。
Of Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章。
What is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of God's might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly place.
知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。Now
many Christians are so thankful that Jesus has died for them.
很多的基督徒为着耶稣基督为他们死而感谢神。And
oh, that our eyes could be opened.
但是我们的眼睛需要被打开,
to see the exceeding greatness that raised Christ up from the dead.
需要来看见那个让耶稣基督从死里复活的那个浩大的能力。
Now let me ask you,
让我问一下,
how many gigawatts of energy does it take to raise somebody from the dead?
我们是需要几千万到的这个能力才能够让一个人死人复活呢?
Mankind's last enemy is death.
人类最后的仇敌就是死亡。And
Jesus, as incarnate upon this earth, when he died, the death of man is irreversible.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上，当他死亡的那个时候，在地上没有一个死亡是可以被翻转。
Yet God raised him from the dead.
然而神却让他从死里复活。
Now, your mind is staggered by the thought of how a body that's been dead 3 days can be revivified.
你实在难以想象一件事情，就是一个人已经死了三天了，但是呢，他仍然能够从死里边复活。
I probably should get David Pang or some dermatologist up here to explain something.
我也许需要让这个皮肤科专家 David Pang 弟兄上来解释一下。
How does the body get revived?
这个身体是如何能够复生呢？
How does the heart start pumping again?
他的心脏怎么能够重新跳动呢？
How is the blood filled with oxygen?
他的血液怎么能够重新再有氧气？
How all of the broken nervous system, those nerves get reattached?
所有那些神经那些联络的线啊，它怎么样才能够重新再联络呢？
How is the skin made fresh again?
是这个皮肤如何能够又重新复活？
Oh, this is a great mystery. But it was all accomplished when the Spirit of a holy God rose Jesus from that grave, never to die again, with an invincible spirit, soul, and body.
当圣灵把我们的主耶稣基督从那个坟墓里面复活起来以后，这实在是一个奥秘。然后主耶稣就得到了那个永远不会再死、永远不会再灭亡的那个，就活在那个生命的里。
In Romans chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, we see the details.
在罗马书的第一章第三、第四节里面，我们看见了这个详细的。
Paul says this is the gospel concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh.Who is declared Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness.
这边是说到神的福音，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的。
So the Son of Man died and the Son of God arose.
然后我们看见人子死了，然后神的儿子从死里复。
He was declared, "This is the Son of God."
他被显明是这位就是神的儿子。
By the resurrection of the dead,
因着他已经从死里。
This is the first step in the exaltation of our great Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是那个第一步，我们的主耶稣基督被高升的第一步。
Brought to life, Holy Spirit.Breath of life, Jesus, alive, alive, alive forever.
圣灵在这边吹一口气，我们的主耶稣基督就从死里复活，他就永远不死，他就是永远活着。
I didn't hear the song. But the next step was he was raised. Notice it says, he raised him from the dead in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20.And seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
然后到再回到以弗所书第一章第二十节这边就说到叫他从死里复活，叫他高升坐在神的右边。
I don't know the science of this whole thing.
我实在是不知道这里用科学怎么去解释。
I'm going to guess that Matthew was the most scientific of the disciples.
我猜测大概在耶稣的门徒里边，马太是最有科学头脑的一位。
All accountants seem to have a minor in chemistry.
所有的会计师好像都有一个化学的学位。
But all I know is when those disciples stood there on Mount of Olives and they saw Jesus.
当所有的门徒在橄榄山里面看见主耶稣慢慢慢慢升天的时候。
I mean, the anti-gravity itself.Who can understand these things?
这个所谓反引力到底有什么样的人可以明白呢？
I mean, it was an unforgettable sight.
这实在是令人难以忘怀的一个场景。
Well, we saw him go up in the clouds.
然后我们就看见他好像就升到云端了。
Peter's mother-in-law says, stop drinking that one.
彼得的岳母就说你不要再喝酒。
Imagine that, through the clouds, up in the air. Wow, and maybe we'll be raptured that same way.
我们看见主耶稣如何的上升，然后被接到云端，被接到宝座上。也许有一天我们也会同样。
Now figure it out, you mathematicians. How many megawatts of energy is it going to take to raise up my body anti-gravity up?
在座的数学家，你来算一下， 大概你需要几千兆的这个几千万兆的这个能力才能让我的这个身体能够被升到天上。
Now multiply that times every member in the body of Christ.
然后就用那个能力然后再乘以地上所有的圣徒的数目。
So, he was raised up and he was seated at the right hand in the heavenly place.
他就高升就坐在天上神的右边。
Exalted in the heaven.
他被高升高举在天天宝座上。
That power of the resurrection changed the whole order of things in the heaven.
所以这个复活的大能就把天上地上所有的这个秩序改变。
Listen to verse 21. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion.
然后你看21节这边说到他就远超过一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的。
Though the disciples,could not see what happened beyond the cloud.
尽管这些门徒们他们不知道云端之后发生的事。
In the heavenlies, there was a great stir and change.
但是在天上却有一个非常巨大的一个改变发生了。
Have that picture in Revelation 5, when out of the throne of God comes the Lamb, holding the scroll.
然后我们在启示录第五章那边就看见了那幅图画。我们看见坐在宝座上的羔羊，我们看见他手里的书卷。
Satan's plan to become the Son of God was crushed, and he was thrown down into the heaven, and soon to be thrown to earth, and then into the pit of hell.
我们看见那个想篡夺神儿子地位的撒旦，就在那个时候被从天上摔下来，摔在空中。将来有一天，他要被丢在地狱里。
And all those principalities and powers and great As spiritual forces around the world were brought down and made a footstool for the Lord Jesus as he sat upon the throne.
所有那些在天宫执政的、掌权的、有能的那些黑暗的势力，有一天他们都要被摔在地上，成为主耶稣基督在地上的脚凳。
He was not only far above all principalities and powers; his name was above every name.
不仅他自己被高升在万有之上，而且他有一个名，要也是超过万有。
Far above all, far above all,
是远超万有，远超一切之上。
Far above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
远超一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过。
That's why it says in Philippians, wherefore God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus.Every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and everybody will say, Jesus Christ is Lord.
这是为什么到腓立比书那边就说到耶稣基督因此神把他升高赐给他那超过万有之上的名有一切都要万机都要向他跪拜万口都要承认基督是主。
There is no reversal to this power that has gone forth.
这样的一个复活的大能是没有办法扭转。
Now he is exalted on high.
现在他已经被升在高天之上。
But now, this power of the resurrection has become his as the exalted Lord.
现在作为这位被高举的主，这个复活的大能就握在他的手中。
And so he has now been made the exclusive power and authority over everything regarding the church.
所以现在他就成了这位为教会手中握有绝对的万有的这个权柄的那一位。
See that verse 22. Gave him as head over all things to the church.
22节这边说使他为教会做万有之首。
Of course he's the head of the church.
当然他是教会的元首。
But not just in title.
但是不是只是有那样的一个称谓称呼。
In the real church, he rules. He overrules. He sets men free.He dispenses anointing.
在一个真的教会里边，他不但掌权，而且他还可以有否决权。他在那边可以差派，他在那边可以管理。
And it's more than that. He's not just given authority over everything in the church. It's everything around the church, having to do with the church. Listen, all things to the church.
他不仅仅是在教会掌管一切，而且他是为了教会掌管世上周围所有的一切。他使万有为了教会。他成为那个元首。
When the church lives under an open heaven, it cannot be touched by anything except by the permission of its glorious head.
一个活在开启的天之下的这个教会，没有任何的事情可以来触摸它，可以来伤害到。
And then the last thing that it says, a few chapters later, is that he was made head over the church, he who fills all things with his own life.
然后这边也说到，他不仅是教会的元首，而且他用他自己来充满他的身体。
What kind of power is this?
这是一个何等的大能。
Says in Ephesians 4:10, he who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
在第四章第十节那边说到，那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有。
I mean, how great is that power?
这是何等伟大的一个大。
So he fills you with the Holy Spirit.
所以他就来用圣灵充满你。
He gives you some of his gifts.
他就把他的一些恩赐交给你。
He raises up men of God to serve.
他就在这边兴起一些属神的人来服侍他。
He has unlimited love to bestow unlimited things to the church, which is his body.
他有这样的一个无限的权柄，可以把无尽的能力赐给他的教会。
The exceeding, Paul says, you need to see the exceeding greatness of his power that was displayed when Christ was raised and seated and exalted and poured out.
保罗在这篇祷告说，你真的需要看见当耶稣基督复活升天之后，他所拥有他所赐下的那个能力是何等的浩大。
Our fears, our discouragements, our disappointments are only because we don't see who he is and what has happened.
我们会害怕，我们会疑惑，我们会恐惧，会担心，这一切都是因着我们没有看见那个浩大的能力。
But of course, in his passion, in Ephesians chapter 1, he's not trying to tell us about Jesus' resurrection.
当然，以弗所书第一章这边，他并不是要给我们看耶稣基督的复活。
What he wants to have revealed to us is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe.
他希望我们能够看见是耶稣基督的那个复活大能是如何的显在我们这些信的人的身上。
All right, Jesus.Jesus got the major power and he's exalted in heaven. How about that?
当然主耶稣是复活坐在宝座上，他手中握着那个超然的能力。
Paul says exactly. I want you to see about you.
保罗说没有错，但是我还是希望你能够看见关于你的生命里头所要应该有的事。
Now it's unfortunate that the Ephesians chapter 2 begins a new chapter, but it's Paul's continued thought.Okay, now here's what happens to you, and he begins chapter 2. So let's look at
it. 那么比如所说第二章其实是第一章的继续，现在他要来把眼光放在我们身上，我们来看。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节。
You were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Let's see, what's a word that's opposite of resurrected with an invincible life? Ah yeah, dead.
我们来看一下，那么这个复活的反面是什么？就是我是死。
Now probably most of us when we first got saved, we didn't really realize we were really dead.
但是我们很多的人得救了之后，我们可能没有意识到我以前或者说我那个时候是死的。
Maybe I was on the way to hell, but I wasn't dead yet.
也许我正在走向地狱，但是我还没死呢。
Maybe I was convicted as a sinner, I'm gonna die, but I'm not dead yet.
也许我知道自己是个罪人，我会死，但是我还没有死呢。
Maybe I could sense my spirit was completely dead to God.
也许我能够感觉到我对着神，我的灵是死的。
Maybe I'm reaching in my pockets and seeing that the wages of sin is death in my body.
也许我摸摸都知道我的工价，罪的工价是死，是我身体要死。
But I didn't realize I was really dead.
但是我并没有真的意识到我是一个死人。
When you came to Jesus, did you know you were actually dead?
你信主的时候你知道吗？你那个时候是个死人的。
Of course not.
那个时候其实我也不知道。
Why?
为什么？
Because you were walking dead.
因为你是一个活的行走的死人。
You were a zombie.
你是一个行走的死尸。
Never mind that. But anyway. See, he says, let me finish the sentence now, right? You were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you formerly walked. See, you were the walking dead. Here you go.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，你们在其中行事为人，那个时候你们是行事的那个死。
Of course, so you thought you were alive.
你以为你是活的。
But, you know, I mean, Adam thought he was alive for 930 years.
亚当觉得他自己活了，他其实活了930岁。
But he died in the garden.
但是他在伊甸园就死。
Even though he lived another 927 years.
也许他后来还活了927岁。
Because walking dead has its own energy.
因为这个活死人，他们自己有自己的能源。
What was it? You were walking according to the power of this world.
说到你们随从是今世的风俗。
Well, it's like that bunny battery life.
它是好像是有那个电池的那个能力。
You know, the world has its own kind of life. You know?
我们知道这个世界有它的生命。
Now, wouldn't it be a shame? If you were now saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus, and you were still walking according to the course of this world.
我希望你能够感到羞耻，如果你已经得救了，却仍然随从今世的风俗。
Be filled with the Spirit. Get on the grid.
你要被圣灵充满，你要来与这个主天的电网连接。
There's a whole tremendous spiritual life right over your head.
在你的上面有这样的一个巨大的属灵的那个世界。
Just look at those Corinthians.
看一下就是哥林多的。
There they were Christians.
他们是基督徒。
But still filled with worldly ambitions, ideas, and pride and prejudice, walking according to the course of this world. God wants none of that for the church.
他们虽然得救了，但是他们仍然充满了属世的这个骄傲、这个野心，以及一切的所谓的属世的智慧。神不愿意要任何这些东西。
And if the church is walking in the worldly way, no wonder we don't sense the spiritual power of our mighty God.
今天的教会好像仍然站在世俗的方式在做事。难怪我们的神不希望跟这样的教会有关系。
But then Paul takes it back another step, revealing things. Not just according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air.
然后保罗就把我们带到更深一步，看见不仅仅是今世的风俗，而且他们是顺从空中掌权者的首领。
What did you think the world's forces of what's going on today is just worldly power? That there's no spirits and Satan over and above?
你以为今天世上所流行的那些东西不过就是世界上的一些权势吗？而不知道他们背后所有的那个属灵的那个权柄。
Satan who accuses us 24/7 hides so that we won't realize it's him that is causing us to be influenced by his spiritual power.
这位在神面前昼夜控告我们的撒旦，他隐藏自己，让我们不知道在这一切的败坏的后面是他在那边作中。
I read an article recently that said Satan 24/7 feeds us 5 lies.
我最近读到一篇文章，说到控告我们的撒旦，他有5个谎言。
In terms of Christian life.
然后这样的话就不让我们的基督徒的生命受。
Number one, I can't.
第一件事情就是说我不能。
Number two, God won't.
第二个就是神不会做。
Number three, nobody care.
第三件事情就是没有人在意。
Number four, I don't matter.
第四个就是我无足轻重。
Number five, it's too late.
第五个就是一切都太晚。
These kinds of things fed into your heart and my heart day and night.
就是他撒旦把这样的意念无日无夜的把它放在你和我的心思里头。
No wonder the enemy wears out.
难怪说仇敌让每一位圣徒都感觉如此的疲倦。
If you don't wake up in the morning and get yourselves under the precious blood of Jesus Christ,That devil will get after you all day long with lies and false accusations.
如果每天早上你不一起来就把自己置于基督宝血遮盖之下的话，仇敌会让你整天都是活在那样的被控告和疲倦的。
Thank God, he goes on to say, this is the spirit that is the principality, the spirit now working in the sons of disobedience.
以弗所书这边就接着说，他就是那位现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Oh, there's so many in this world, this rebellion. And they don't even know what they're rebelling, what they're arguing for, what they're holding demonstrations about. They don't even know. They're just in a spirit of rebellion.
这个世界充满了这么多悖逆的人，他们天天在这边反对那个，他们都不知道自己在悖逆。
But be honest with you, I see it among young people as well.
但是必须诚实的说，我在年轻人的身上也看见悖逆。
You know, the world is very powerful.
我们也知道这个世界还是很有权势。
You can find one of your Christian teenagers in the youth group just acting wonderful, singing the song, praying the prayers. But when they get out amongst their friends, another spirit comes upon them.
你能够看见一些年轻人在教会里面表现得非常的好，但是一旦他们跟属世的朋友在一起的话，他们就有一个完全不同的灵。
You can almost see it in their eyes.
你甚至在他们的眼睛里面就能够看见。
But it's in the sons of disobedience.
这就是那个悖逆之子心中的那个故事。
And not only is the world against us, not only is the devil against us, but our own flesh has done us in.
不仅仅是邪灵，不仅仅是罪，而且还有我们自己的肉体也是与我们作对。
Listen to verse 3 of chapter 2. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath.
第三节这边说，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Now, I don't know if you realize that the If you've seen a revelation of just how sinful you were, or even how sinful you are.
我不知道在启示的光中你能够看见说你自己是何等的有罪的一位。
But Paul wants to share with us what the power of the resurrection can do in our life.
但是保罗愿意我们更能够看见说靠着这个复活的大能我们能够成为什么样的人。
So we come to verse Chapter 2, verse 4, these wonderful words, but God.
然后我们来到第四节，我们看见这个奇妙的这个转折，就说然而。
But God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
That end of that verse 3 says, and we were by nature children of wrath, period.
第三节结尾说到，我们按照我们的本性，我们是可怒之子，句号。
And then God came with his divine conjunction but and said, erase that period, put a comma. Let's continue the story. But God, being rich in mercy, raised you up from the dead.
这位神圣的作者他就把这个奇妙的连接词然而放在这个地方，然后就把句号改成逗号，他就要来继续书写我们生命的故事。
God is too rich in mercy for you never to have a chance to know the saving love and mercy through Jesus Christ.
神有丰富的慈爱和怜悯，还有借着耶稣基督的慈爱和救赎来拯救。
God has a heart too full of love. He can't help it. He would breathe on you the breath of life, the power of the resurrection upon your dead life.
他有爱我们的大爱，因着爱他没有办法不来怜悯我们，他要把生命的气吹在我们的里面。
And so we have these three great verbs before us.
所以我们在这边看见三个伟大的动词。
He raised us. He quickened us or made alive.
一个就是让我们活过来。
He raised us.
然后他是使我们
He seated us.
一同复活 一同坐在天上。
But now how did he do that?
他如何做的呢?
How could he quicken us?
他如何使我们活过来?
How could he raise us?
他如何使我们一同复活?
How are you going up?
你如何的上升？
How could he seat you up there?
你如何的被坐在天上呢？
The key is that each one of these three verbs has something in front of you.
这个关键是这三个动词之前有一个共同的一个前缀。
Each verb has a little prefix, S-U-N in Greek. 动词。
在希腊原文里头他们这三个动词前面都有一个 S-U-N 这个希腊文的那个前缀。
And that one word means with or together with.
那个意思就是是在一起一同的意思。
How could you possibly be raised up?
你是如何的能够被从死里复活呢?
Because you were raised up together with Christ.
因为你是与耶稣基督一同从死里复活。
When Christ died, you died.
当基督死的时候你也死。
When Christ was buried, you were buried.
当基督被埋葬的时候你也被埋葬。
When Christ was resurrected, you were united in Christ in his resurrection.
当基督复活的时候你就与他联合与他一同被从死里复活。
Never to die again.
永远不再死。
Quickened together with him.
与他一同活过了。
The devil knew you were condemned to death.
所以你知道你是判了死刑的人。
But Jesus united himself with you.
但是基督耶稣与你一同联合。
Took your sins. You became righteous.
然后你就成为公义,
and then secondly, raised us up together with him.
然后说到我们就与他一同复,
whatever energy it took to raise Christ from the dead and exalt him up through the skies and get him up into heaven, that's the same power that you are united with, that raises you up.
无论如何, 那个能力把他从死里复活, 使他坐在天上, 同样的能力也使你与他一同复活, 一同坐在天上。
I can't imagine the regenerating power. You know, forget these grids, this stuff. You know, what is that thing over there in Germany that whizzes around all those little atomic particles? That thing takes million gigawatts of energy. That's nothing compared to the energy it takes to raise us invincibly and forever from the dead and to seat us in the heavenly places with Christ.
我们可以忘掉这个世上的这一切的这些所谓的能源电网，我们那个把基督从死里复活，与我们一同连接坐在天上的那个能力是何等的浩大，远超万有。
Now you hear this. So you're raised up and you're seated with Christ in the heavenly place. You say, oh yeah, la la la, I heard that a lot.
你会说，哦，我现在与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上了，我就可以放松享受。
But if we could see the revelation of it.
然而如果我们能够借着启示看见这件事,
now, brothers and sisters, shame on us. We should be living on a higher plane.
弟兄姊妹, 我们应该感到悲哀, 其实我们应该活在一个更高的境界里。
We have a heavenly point of view from Christ's eyes and perspective.
我们就能够得到一个属天的一个眼光, 能够借着像基督那样来看。
We've taken higher ground.
我们就能够站在更高之处。
This is not a picture seated with him in the heavenly places of an occasional prayer meeting where the Lord seems to really meet us, or some kind of wonderful devo we have one day.
不是好像是在一些偶尔发生在祷告会里边，我们好像突然被提升了，那种事情发生了。It's
a position that has been given to us in Christ, where we're seated with him, which should transform this conference, tomorrow, our breaking bread together, our prayer meetings today, all should be transformed by our new found position by revelation.
是在借着启示让我们看见我们已经得到了这样的一个地位，是在这样的一个地位的里头，无论是我们的祷告会，还是我们要有的波饼聚会，在这一切的聚会的里头，我们要看见那个实际。Well,
that's where you are.
这就是我们所在的地位。
But there's one more thing.
还有一件事。
And there we are sitting there by the grace of God.
我们今天靠着主的恩典坐在这里。
Saved, exalted, seated.
我们被得救，我们被同坐在天上。
And given a corporate testimony.
我们在这边有一个团体的见证。In
verse 7 it said, so that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
第七节说要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Ah, the angels look at the church forever, say, wow, the grace of God.
永远这些天使们坐在观看教会说哇这个神的恩典是何等的浩大。
No wonder the power grid changed in heaven and they had a great angelic blackout.
这是为什么当天上的开关打开了以后，教会得到了以后，好像在天上对天使来说他们就看不见，就好像是失去了电影。
The power of the resurrection has done that in your lives and mine.
这个复活的大能在你的生命里边，在我的生命里边已经做了这件事。He
has positioned us as eternal evidence. Jesus loves me. This I know.
他就把我们放在这样一个地位上头，我们可以永远的见证说耶稣爱我。Oh,
the enemy, the world, they can accuse God of being mean when you see the great tragedy going on all over the world.
这个世上的人，他们可以控告神说神很严厉，很厉害。
But the testimony of sinners who've been saved and raised and exalted and seated with Christ in the heavenly places is forever a testimony that silences the fact that God could not love
any.
Now all of this is truly stated in the scripture.
所有这一切圣经都告诉我。
Paul says, I want you to see it by a spiritual revelation.
保罗说,
but you may have heard all of this and say, well, I'm quite outside of all of that.
也许你听完之后,
If you don't feel you're part of that which we just described,
如果你没有觉得我们讲的跟你有关系,
I do say to you, there's only two places where you can sense this reality.
我还是可以跟你讲, 有两个地方, 你在那个地方可以见证, 可以感觉到这个实际。
Are you in Christ?
你在基督里吗?
That's where the power is.
这个是你能够摸得到, 感觉到那个能力的地方。
Are you there in Christ?
你是不是在那个天上与基督在一起?
His life united with yours?
他的生命是不是跟你连接在一起?
I don't know if I'm speaking to anybody, maybe even by Zoom. And you've not really come into Christ, and so all this sounds like outside electricity.
我不知道在座的或者在网上听的是不是在说到你, 你好像觉得听的这一切都好像跟你没有关系,你跟这个电网没有任何的接触。
But by faith you step into Christ Jesus.
然而借着一个信心, 你可以进入到基督耶稣的里面。
And you begin to experience the power of his resurrection.
然后你就可以开始来经历这个复活的大能。
And the second place would be, are you under him?
第二个地方就是, 你是不是在他的权柄之下?
This is applied specifically to Christians.
这个特别是针对每一位基督徒说的。
You may be in him but not under him right now.
你也许在他的里面, 但是你却没有伏在他的权柄之下。
Not submitted to him.
你还没有向他顺服。
Not consecrated unto him.
还没有向他奉献。
And your electricity could be dead.
你的电好像电池, 你的电源好像是没有。
Your battery is worn out.
你的电池好像是用尽。
Brothers and sisters. Right over our heads right now in the heavenly places, perhaps even within this auditorium, there's all kinds of angelic beings and spirits. There's the throne of Jesus. And all, they're so full of life and activity.
在我们的头上, 甚至在这个会场里面, 我们都知道有很多的天使在那边活动, 他们有很多的, 活动。
And so when Paul prays in Philippians, he prays really for all of us.
所以当 保罗在腓立比书那边祷告的时候, 他其实是为我们所有的人祷告。
Oh Lord, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection.
主啊, 我愿意多认识他, 晓得他复活的大能。
Lord, we do pray for all that are here today.
主我们为所有今天在座的祷告。
You have given us so much.
你赐给我们这么丰富。
You've blessed us so much.
你这样子的祝福了我。
Oh Lord, recover us to that vital position as a testimony of you in these last days.
主啊, 在这末后的日子, 愿你恢复我们, 让我们能够回到你赐给我们的那个崇高的地位。
Yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever.
国度, 权柄, 荣耀, 全是你的, 永远永远是你。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.